The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London and a walkout by junior doctors.
Yes, a second strike just finishing their day of strike action. Some disruption to the health service, 3,000 operations cancelled. The dispute is over extended contracts. The government wants to go 24-7, or I should say more 24-7 with the health service. And I have to say there's a lot of support for that. But there is less support because of the decision perhaps not to pay for it. In fact, 74% of people in a Sky News survey support junior doctors. But here's the sticking point, Alan. See which side you fall on. That essentially junior doctors are most unhappy that their pay on a Saturday will be the same as on a weekday. They'll have to work Saturdays. Really? Surely that's just join the club, don't you?
Absolutely. Nonsense. I mean, the problem about junior doctors often is that they work long hours for low pay, and I think that's legitimate. But you shouldn't be paid more on Saturday than you get paid on Wednesday. Now, fraud.
Yeah, we've got a new task force. Fraud is a crime committed 5 million times in the UK last year, anyway. 5 million is a whole heap of mis-selling bogus business.
Absolutely.
You name it. But the idea of this is to link police, banks and government. Though, frankly, you'd think they already would be linked.
Yes.
Now tackling this sort of thing. But they will identify the worst fraud gangs. They will share intelligence better. There'll be more training for bank staff. They'll identify security weaknesses, that sort of stuff. The only thing is, I mean, yes, fraud is clearly a big problem, and online fraud in particular. But there's an element of, if in doubt, set up a task force, isn't there?
I know. And look, on this, these blokes who are so clever and sophisticated, who are the fraudsters, wouldn't you think they'd put their brains, their intelligence and their capacity into something that's legal and productive and they could make a quid out of it?
You would think. I suppose it might be taking...
I remember I went to school with a bloke, Adam, and he said he hated exams. I remember at school, and he said, what I should do, though, instead of studying for the exam, is work out a foolproof way of cheating. Instead of wasting all my time studying, work out a foolproof way of cheating. I'll leave
you with...
Because
there's probably an exam in that.
There's an exam for that. See you tomorrow. Adam Gilchrist in London.